Proclamation number 5299 of 19th of January, 1952. God's spark. The spark of God in the human heart is the light which is to be kindled in you so that it will become bright in you and you will attain knowledge. Love alone kindles the light. Love awakens the divine spirit which was placed in you as a spark of eternal love, of the Father Spirit from eternity, in order to spread out and fill your whole human being, in order to unite again with the original light, with the fire of love which God Himself radiates into infinity. Eternal love is not divisible. Everything that can be addressed as love is this all-encompassing emanation of God, and everywhere love is practiced God Himself, because love can never be outside of God but is the original substance of Himself. Love, however, is strength. It is something effective, something living. Love is, so to speak, an ever-active stream of fire which constantly brings forth life. Thus a spark rests in you as soon as you see the light of day as a human being, and your task in earthly life is to let this spark of God flare up so that it will likewise awaken life in you. He is the actual life of God, which only gives the apparent life of the body the right meaning. It is the spiritual, which is imperishable but first has to be awakened in the human being before it appears as strength. It is that which connects you with God, which identifies you as part of God. It is placed in you but left to your own will, which must ignite it and let it flare up into a bright flame. It can also remain buried until the end of life if the human being does not want to recognize his togetherness with God and completely distances himself from Him. The connection certainly remains because God's Spirit is indivisible, yet the human being himself feels nothing of it. It is dark and cold in him. He feels neither the brightness nor the warmth of the light. And thus the divine flow of love's strength, his spirit, is not perceived by the human being, and he is dead in spirit, without the urge to be active, without strength, although he lives on earth. Only the spirit from God creates true life, God's strength of love, which can only fill the human being when he ignites the spark of God in himself through love. Only then will he enter the stage of life, the stage of activity, where the strength from God appears, where the human being matures in realization and faith and love generate an abundance of divine spirit in him. Increasing light and strength. To awaken and nourish the divine spiritual spark through love is the human being's most important task in earthly life. For then he will establish unity with God, the eternal love, and consciously unite with Him in order to never ever detach himself from Him, from whom he will never be able to separate in eternity either. Amen.